I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative. A new report finds that the majority of parents in the U.S. want schools that are racially and economically integrated. But in districts where parents have school choice, schools actually tend to become more segregated. The report is from the Making Caring Common Project at Harvard University's Graduate School of Education. Eric Torres is co-author of the report and a PhD student at Harvard. And Eric, it's so nice to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the title of the report is, Do Parents Really Want School Integration? So let me put that question to you. Do they?
Yeah, it's a complicated question, and I think reasonable people can actually look at our data and come to different conclusions about it. On the one hand, across race, class, gender, and a political affiliation, parents are saying they support school integration in principle. And not only that, but majorities of parents of all races and both Democrats and Republicans say that states and districts should be taking action to ensure integration. On the other hand, as you've noted, this is other research, not our own, shows that in districts where parents have unrestricted choices about the schools they send their kids to, we often see increases in segregation.
Yeah, so your report found that white parents were behaving actually in the opposite way than they said they wanted to, and they were picking schools with more affluent white students. Do you have a sense of why?
Yeah, so our report didn't look at the choices that parents were actually making. Our report investigated parents' priorities and their thinking about integration. And it's through the synthesis of other research that shows the decisions that parents are actually making gives us some reason to believe that when given these unrestricted choices, parents tend to choose whiter, more affluent schools. And I think part of the reason for that, and it's actually consistent with our data, is that parents are ranking things like school safety and academic quality higher than integration. We ask parents to name their top three priorities when they're considering a school for their children. About 80% of parents say academic quality, enrichment activities, and safety also figure highly. Only about 8% are saying that racial or class integration is among the most important factors for choosing a school. And so when the rubber hits the road, oftentimes parents see these two things as in conflict. They say, I would like other things being equal, a school that's integrated for my children, but these other priorities are more important, and I tend to see schools that are integrated as being academically inferior.
So if they're prioritizing things like school quality, are they using metrics that are good? How are they even making that determination?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's really complicated. Parents have available to them a wide array of data about schools, now more so than ever. They can look online and look at school report cards. The issue is that oftentimes these report cards tend to focus on a relatively narrow conception of what constitutes a high-quality school, namely one that has high standardized scores or an academic performance. Parents are also talking to primarily members of their own sort of social and peer circles. And in those circles, for white affluent parents, for example, rumors and biases can propagate and go unchecked. Oftentimes, parents may find that a school gains a reputation in one of these small circles, but were they to go visit it themselves, they would find that it's an excellent place. And they might not see there being that conflict between their priority for high-quality academic environments and integration.
So it's kind of this mix of, we'd like to pick a school that integrates, but it's not our top priority. And then there's a mix in there of just like inherent bias about schools that's not grounded in facts.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay. So this may seem like kind of a simple question, but as an education researcher, what are the benefits of school integration?
I think the research shows that particularly for low-income students, there are a lot of academic benefits. Some of those have to do with the fact that schools which have higher proportions of middle and upper-income kids tend to be better resourced and better supported. There are also some benefits for low-income students to having a peer network that contains more affluent middle and upper-income students as well. There's also a great benefit sort of socially and emotionally and civically to going to school with children who are different from you in a variety of different ways. And that's true both for low-income students, for high-income students, for white students, for black students. That's true for everybody.
So for parents who are making this claim, you know, I want to send my kid to a more integrated school and they really mean it, how can they actually make this happen? How can they make it a top priority, or should they?
We definitely think they should. I mean, we think this is important for the country as a whole. It's important for your kids, for other kids. I think a society in which everybody is sort of engaged in a civic mission together is going to fare better in the long run. And I think in order to get parents past some of these misconceptions, they can look at the data, of course, look at all the available data, but also take a visit to a school you're considering. Don't just rely on talk amongst your peer circle.
I want to just take a wider view for a second before I let you go. And just acknowledge that parent choice is one factor getting in the way of school integration. Can you talk about some of the other barriers?
This is a really important point. And while our research focuses on parents' thinking, we don't want to suggest that this is either the only or the most important thing to think about when we're trying to achieve integration. There are big structural components here, too. Residential segregation is a huge barrier in many communities. I think we would be wrong to put this all on individual parents. We need to think more broadly, too.
Eric Torres is a co-author of the report and a PhD student at Harvard. Eric, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.